Welcome to Divine You, the podcast. My name is Johanna. I'm so excited, so thrilled, so happy that you're here with me today in the newest episode of Divine You. And Divine You, for all the new listeners, is your inner wisdom meeting outer transformation. So it's your inner wisdom, your intuition, inner guidance meeting outer transformation, desires, dreams that you have as your human identity. So it's pretty much the merge between your human self and your divine self. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And today, with a very deep and transformative topic, I have the big honor today to help you to stop playing small, making yourself less than you are, and to really step into your greatness, your bigness, your light, and really the full truth of your being. And I will give you some actionable, relevant steps you can start right after this episode. So maybe take a pen, take your journal. And also, it's more about giving you some shifts in your thinking so you can start to see yourself and the world in a different way. Because when you start to see the world differently, the world will respond differently. So this is a very important episode. And this is also for me, because I talked about this topic in my mastermind with the participants, and or it came up because some participant brought it up and then we were talking about that. And it was so interesting because I know this feeling so well of dimming my own light. And I've come so far, but still, I still know the feeling and I still know where I sabotage. So this is such an important episode for all of us, I would say. And I want to start with something that I heard in the very beginning of my personal development journey. And there was a statement, a phrase from Marianne Williamson, and you might have heard it. I hope you've heard it before. It's our deepest fears, not that we're inadequate. It's our deepest fears that we are powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. So it is our light we fear. We don't fear the darkness as much as we fear our light. And that's probably what you are also feeling, that you're more afraid of being this present, beautiful, shiny human being than being this depressed, awful, lonely being. So just check in with yourself and see, what do you fear most? Is it the biggest version of yourself or the smallest version of yourself? And what I found for myself and in working with clients and also my mastermind is that we tend to stay in the middle. I call it the middle. It's the middle between too much and too little. We don't want to be too rich, too abundant, too wealthy, too beautiful, too happy, too content, too grateful, too beautiful, too whatever. We are scared of that. We are also scared of being too little, too ugly, too lonely, too poor. And we don't want that as well. So we try to stay in the middle. And the middle is comfortable, but also a bit boring. It's like the middle. And most people are in the middle, not being too much, but also not being too little. It's the middle. So this is what we are doing. And you can also check in here with you how much you tend to stay in the middle. So you're not too little and you're also not too much. You're just in the middle. And there are two illusions that are there and that are the reason why we stay in the middle. And the first illusion is connection. So we fear that we lose connection when we get too big or when we lose everything. We fear that when we lose everything and we don't have money and we don't have success, that no one will like us any longer. However, we also fear of being too big and too much and too successful, because then people also might not like us any longer. So the middle is also the place where we think there's connection. However, this is not true. You will find connection on all levels. On all levels. And maybe you've even experienced that you moved to a new city, a new place, and you found connection in some way. You found new connection. But we are so afraid to lose connection. And that is part because it's in our human identities, in our genes, that we need connection to survive. So this is what holds us back quite often to step out or step up into our light, because we think we lose connection. And it could be very vital connections, like the one to your partner or your friends or your family. So this is vital. If you would lose that, that could mean you would die, which is not relevant any longer, not true any longer. But this might be very deep into your subconscious mind. So you're too afraid to lose connection, so you just stay in the middle. And the other part is, it kind of belongs to connection, but it's something even on top of that. And that's the fear of rejection. So this might even be that you don't just lose connection. On top, you are getting rejected as well. So if you are too successful, too beautiful, too rich, too abundant, too happy, there might be people that reject you and that are going to think, who does she think she is? And this is something we also fear, so we stay in the middle. Because if we are too much, people might not like it. People might even reject you for it. And that's not what we want. So we stay where we are. And are maybe not that happy, content, but we are safe. Because we don't have to feel the feeling of getting rejected. However, this is also an illusion, because we don't even know. We don't even know whether we're going to reject it. We have no idea. And besides that, you already are getting rejected by someone. There's already someone in the world who's like, don't like her. I don't like her. I don't like him. No. So everything you are afraid of is already there. You already lost connection somehow, somewhere in your life, and you already are getting rejected. But these illusions of, oh my God, it could be worse when I'm too big, is actually what holds you back and keeps you playing smaller than you truly are. So I want to give you some tips, some insights, some game changers to stop doing that. Because I don't want that you still play small. I want that you stop playing small. And this is also a reminder for myself. So listen carefully. The first one was such a game changer in my life when I heard it. And it sank in so deeply. I heard it and was just like, yeah, this is it. That's exactly what I needed to hear. And I will give it to you right now. And actually, this is the answer to everything. And it is that no one can ever live your life for you. No one else can ever live your life for you. I'm the only one who can live my life for myself. I'm responsible. No one in this world can live your life for you. You have to do it. So how do you want to live your life? No one else can live it for you. You have to do it. Full responsibility. And this changed my life this year. Because when I heard it, I was like, yeah, this is so true. And all the mind, blah, blah, that is, oh, what is with the other people? What if they feel that you're too much? What if they dislike you? No one can live my life for me. I have to do it. This is the truth that you have to take. and that you have to honor. And the truth on top of this truth is the others do not really care that much. And even if they dislike you for a moment, it's just a moment and the moment will pass and then they will be focused on something else. So it's not even such a big thing. The second tip I want to give you is that you always will belong. You always will belong. You will always find human connection. Wherever you go, you will find human connection if you're open for it. There's no place on earth where you won't find human connection. Sometimes it takes time, but in my opinion, if you're open to grow, if you want to step in your light, people that already are in their light or are like moving towards it, they are really open to connect with like-minded people. They really want that. So you will always find connection. Don't worry about that. You always will belong. Always. That's the second tip. Always remind yourself, I will belong wherever I go. I will find even a new group of people where I feel that I belong. So this is so important to note and to tell your system, because otherwise you will be too afraid to not belong, but you will always belong. You will always find a new group. So, and then the third tip I want to give you, it starts with a question. Is there someone you look up to? Is there someone where you're like, I look up to this person. She's doing an amazing job, or he is doing an amazing job. She just is in her light. She's in her greatness. I see the person as growing and expanding, and I truly admire this person. What if this person that you're thinking of in this moment wouldn't do that? What if this person would dim their light and say, I better play small. I better stay in the middle. I better don't become too big. Then you wouldn't admire them. You would not have someone where you would look up and say, this is also what I want. And I see that the person already is going there, or she already got that. So I want it as well. I can see that it is possible for me as well. So if you dim your light, you never become the person who other people can see and say, wow, I want the same. It's possible for her or him. I also want it. So you can just think for yourself that you could inspire people to stop dimming their light and step out into the world. Or you could inspire people by playing small to not change anything. Who do you want to be at the end of your life? And also, never underestimate how much people you just touch during your day, how much lives you just change with being somewhere with someone else. It makes a huge, immense difference how you show up in all interactions, whether it's with your family, your colleagues, your partner, your children. This is also such a big thing where you can either be in your light and be an example and be a role model, or just stay in the middle of what is normal. Oh, other mothers do the same, so I do the same. My colleagues have the same behavior, so I just do the same. So we tend to do that to not be more than the others, to not lose connection to our peer group. But the truth is, who do you want to be at the end of your life, or at the end of the year? That's what just came through first. I was like, oh, wow. End of the year, end of your life. Just ask yourself the question and then make it very clear to yourself. Make this irrevocable decision that you are the one who stops dimming your light and steps into the greatness. Make the decision now. Stay with the decision because you're meant to be that and you're meant to do that. So this is it for today. You're so welcome to share with me on Instagram what you kind of learned from this episode, what changed within you, what you wrote down in your notebook, in your journal, whatever kind of changed your life, whatever came through for you today. I'm so excited, so happy to hear that. Also, if you're new, say hi on Instagram. I will link my Instagram account in the show notes. And besides that, I'm so excited to keep on journeying with you in this episodes and podcasts. So keep on listening. So much love to you. I hope you're having a wonderful week and weekend. And yeah, love you. Bye-bye.